Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
What's up?
Now, we hope you're well-rested from the weekend because we got a lot of celebrity news to dish, so let's get to it. As you can see, Heidi, Frank, and Portia out, but no worries. Even Marcel's hanging out with us. Woo-hoo. She's fused to the seat. So
right, I never leave.
So later, Ellen DeGeneres and Reese Witherspoon are feuding over Jennifer Aniston. Of course, we got a dish about Game of Thrones and Kim and Kanye's choice for a name for their new baby. But first, Brad, what you talking about over there?
Well, Headcrack, 71-year-old action star Arnold Schwarzenegger almost got terminated by a flying dropkick? Okay, let me explain. Arnold was in South Africa over the weekend for his Arnold Classic Africa, which is part of his Arnold Sports Festival, which hosts multi-sport competitions worldwide. And while taking pics with some fans, this happened. Man, he's like a big ox. He just stood there and took that kick. He barely moved.
He sure did, but I heard about that, y'all. I'm telling y'all the untold story.
Well, tell us how it's old.
They said that, honey, you know, Oprah got her kids in Africa. Oprah and Maria are best friends, Arnold's ex-wife. They said, honey, that Maria had that child to try to knock his ass down, honey, because she was still angry. What happened with the maid and stuff? I'm telling y'all, that was one of them.
Maria paid an African for a kick-by.
For a kick-by? Well, y'all, Arnold is fine, and he decided not to press charges against the man.
How would you press charges anywhere at a gym?
It don't matter. It don't matter. He came up across the room with a karate kick in his back for no apparent reason.
If you were taking pictures with fans and I came and dropped you, and
Gary
you
would have flew back through the bleachers. He would have failed. He'd have broke his ankle. He'd have called an ambulance.
All of that.
Get to the doctor. Well, after speculation that Kim and Kanye's newest baby would be named something like Bear or Cub, the couple has finally revealed their son's name and a picture. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Psalm West. Which I think is baby and stuff, doing baby things.
I think it's really cute.
And, like, there's something, like, pleasing about seeing that word written. Like, Psalm, it's dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. it flows off the tongue. Right. And it kind of goes with this whole little spiritual flow that he's been on with the Sunday service and everything. And even
this
going back
true.
To Jesus Walk. So, yeah, congratulations,
You think
guys.
People are going to mess the name up, though? Like, when he gets to school, you know what I'm saying? Like, the atheist teachers and stuff like that don't read the Bible. Like, you know, you're going to have us and they're like, oh, that's Saul. But, you know, other ones going to be like, Psalm. Oh.
Hey, yo, peace, Psalm. Come here, homie.
Peace, Sam.
Raise your hand. Are you
peace,
here?
Sam.
So, congratulations are in order for actress Scarlett Johansson and SNL co-head writer and Weekend Update co-anchor Colin Jost. The couple have been dating since 2017, and Scarlett's publicist confirmed the news. Yes, yes.
Woo!
Now, no wedding date has been released, and this will be Colin's first marriage and Scarlett's third.
The real Black Widow.
Damn.
Run, bro.
Scarlett don't play with him, huh? She get him in and out of there.
Yes, she does.
See, this will work one out of two ways. Either it'll end like the same way her other relationships do, like, you know, when she gets, you know, married, gets divorced, or she'll be able to kind of control the marriage because this is first, and he'll just assume this is what marriages are like.
Ooh. But, you know, Colin seems like a really good partner. I mean, my husband and I watch SNL all the time. We're big fans. He's freaking hilarious. Like, he is so funny. So I think the fact that he works a lot, he has a high-profile job, he's really big over there at SNL, and he's a comedian, I think that it might work out.
Yeah, maybe he could make her laugh when they get into an argument.
Exactly.
This is why your ass got divorced 3 times. Bye.
I don't think they're going to say that, Gary.
You think you're going to leave him?
They're not marrying Gary with the T.
Oh, because I showed you ass after the first strike. Scarlet
with the S.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a dog day in the land because Game of Thrones series finale hit last night. Now, it's been a controversial last season. And listen, we ain't going to give away no spoilers, so don't feel free to, you know, feel free to not plug your ears.
Who did not watch the finale?
Me, because we don't watch it. But you Game of Thrones people are so fickle.
Well, last night was the first time I ever watched it, and it's great series kickoff for me, but a finale for everybody else.
You missed about 5 seasons, or is it eight?
But yo, the fans have dubbed this the worst series finale episode ever. And on top of that, somebody got lazy and left another blunder. Somebody found a scene from the finale episode where someone left their water bottle behind this time.
No! Damn! First of all, Starbucks knows the water bottle.
The whole realm, everybody was sitting there. I didn't realize that. I was too worried about who the king was or queen was going to be that I wasn't worried about blunders. I was worried about, like, the ending of this story and who they were going to make the queen. And it was so much, man. When I tell you, I was in that chair, I was kind of elevated, but that was another thing. And I was so excited. Oh, my gosh.
This water bottle looks so small, though. Who's paying attention like that?
TV's big in HD these days, though. People don't know the smallest detail.
My goodness.
People are scrutinizing frame for frame. And I know you didn't ask me, but I'm just going to say, I don't understand what everyone's issue was with the finale. Now, the last episode before the finale, I believe we could have did a rewrite on that. Like, that was not how we were expecting, you know, Cersei Lannister to go out. However, that finale gave me life, honey. Okay.
Man, I think this tweet from Game of Thrones fan All Things TV says it all. Imagine waiting 2 years and we get a season, the worst finale, 2 water bottles and a coffee cup left on a scene. Wow. The fans don't deserve this type of disrespect. Hashtag Game of Thrones. Hashtag Game of Thrones finale.
We don't deserve to be even talking about it because I never did understand what the show was about.
Yo, Sully was on there, though. I talked about you last night. I said, why Gary? This is the only thing Gary know from the show. Is this black man and the fact that he don't have no wee-wee?
That's the only part I remember hearing. That was good.
Because you ain't got no wee-wee. You can't talk to Gary.
Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Now, we all love Ellen DeGeneres, but who would have thought she would have had a debate like this? On her talk show, Ellen got into a little back and forth with actress Reese Witherspoon on who had a better friendship with Jennifer Aniston. And child, it got hysterically intense. So much that Ellen had to call Jennifer Aniston to settle the argument. Take a look.
Oh, are you saying, like, you're better friends with Jen than me?
I don't need to say it. It's obvious. I mean,
Okay.
A lot of people know that.
Well, she told me that she was, like, so excited to work with me because she was just tired of, like, hanging out with you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. She'll say anything to make you feel better. That's the kind of girl she is.
Reese Witherspoon, you know her, right?
Yeah.
She somehow thinks that she and you are better friends than you and I are. And I just want to settle this once and for all that you and I are better friends than Reese and you.
Yes, honey. We've cleared this up.
I know.
Haven't we?
I thought we had too. So once and for all, you and I are better friends.
Yes, darling.
So it's done. Thank you. Bye.
I mean, she is so petty for getting on the phone calling this lady, knowing that she's been friends with her for over 30 years.
I mean, you guys both know a lot of people within the business, and some y'all happen to be friends with some of the most notable names. Like, do people ever argue back and forth with you, like, who's, like, Mariah's best friend?
I get selfish and jealous sometimes. Yeah, I do. Sometimes I love on them harder, and I don't want nobody else to love on them. I don't like to share, darling.
What about you? Who's your most famous, like, best friend?
He's everybody's famous best friend, Russell Simmons. Good old Russ. You can call him at a drop of a dime. He's going to talk to you really fast in the pen like this. He's going to see every... Yeah, Russ.
Who's your most Hands famous down. Friend?
I don't have any famous friends.
You don't have no friends.
Well, up next, find out how the Kardashian-Jenner clan love triangles got a little more complicated. We'll tell you about it when we come back.
Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's
hey.
Up?
Now, listen, y'all, I'll tell you this twisted world of love triangles linked to the Kardashian-Jenner clan gets stranger and stranger by the hookup.
Oh, Lord.
Kylie Jenner's ex, also known as Blac Chyna's baby daddy, rapper Tyga, was once married to Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy, Tristan Thompson's ex-girlfriend and baby mama, Jordan Craig. Not to be confused with Jordan Woods, Kylie's former best friend who recently was accused of hooking up with Tristan. Do you follow me?
It's not a triangle, that's a hexagon.
Pretty
yeah,
much,
that's
yeah.
Crochet. It's the, yeah. Yeah, it's crochet. Yeah.
Sexual infinity loop, if you will. Now, according to documents that have been found, Tyga and Jordan Craig eloped in September 2010, but their romance was short-lived because Tyga filed for divorce 1 month later and the split was finalized in 2011.
Is there not any other people on the planet? Like, why are these people dealing with the same people in these same circles?
You should, because it's easier.
No, but you don't want somebody that somebody's leftovers that's, like, close to you.
Why not? It's convenient. Y'all just not, y'all missing the convenience of all this.
No, it's oh,
it's only convenient for you, Gary, because it sounds like tetanus for everybody else.
Well, all right, y'all, it's time to move on into...
Who won the weekend?
Well, let me tell y'all, this has got to be the best college graduation ever because the men of Morehouse College received a huge surprise at their commencement ceremony from billionaire tech investor and philanthropist Robert F. Smith. Take a look at this.
Generations of my family who have been in this country, we're going to put a little fuel in your bus. Now, I've got the alumni over there, and this is a challenge to you, alumni. This is my class, 2019, and my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
He can put some fuel in my damn bus. I'm sitting over here at Dish Nation. I'll give you the address. Hit me in the DMs, because I got a debt that need to be paid.
Yeah,
right?
But I thought that was... I didn't like that. I didn't really care for it. I mean, it was a nice gesture. But my thing is, I had to work. They garnished all my checks from Dish Nation to pay back my student loans. So why do these people get to walk away free?
I mean, does University of Phoenix have a full, like, graduation?
No, not at all.
So you still got loans from DeVry?
No, they garnished my Dish Nation checks, honey, to pay my loans.
That means you were in deferment and you weren't paying your loans.
Well, they need to go in deferment, and they worked and went to school to get a degree.
This job has not been out long enough for you
this
not to have paid your loans.
Well, you hadn't been here long enough. This job has been here 8 years.
But when'd you go to college, Gary?
It took me 20 years to get a four-year degree.
Okay, let's send a huge congratulations, y'all, to the Morehouse College class of 2019. But can you imagine getting all of your debt eliminated? That is crazy.
No,
this
can't
totally
imagine.
Changed the trajectory. This changed this man these
days.
See,
when you
lives.
Get a degree, how you could be able to pronounce those words?
let me see. Let me say. Here you say.
It totally changed the trajectory.
It changes
the trajectory up.
Oh, it took you a minute. It took you twice. Yes, you did. It took you a minute. I didn't claim to go to college. I became a millionaire out of high school, so I don't know what you did. Okay.
There will be claps and clap backs, because that is such a huge gift to give. But when it's good news like this, there are always trolls on deck looming in the distance, trying to find a way to throw shades at celebrity who have nothing to do with the situation. And this time they came for the queen of all media, everything.
What?
Oprah Winfrey.
Uh-oh, oh, Lord. No.
Over the weekend, the media mogul posted a photo of her at Colorado College with the caption, "I don't know who this guy is, but he sure is happy to graduate." Mm-hmm. Shook hands with all 571 members of Colorado College class 2019 and gave them a copy of The Path Made Clear.
Work.
So that wasn't enough. Acho felt the need to comment and post that should have paid off their student debt at Oprah, LOL, Morehouse 1867. Ooh. So the queen clapped back and said, "Already paid $13 million in scholarships. Mm. Have put over 400 men through Morehouse."
Mm. Mm. Did that. Been there, done that.
All right, coming up, Queen Latifah and Will Smith are returning to their hip-hop roots with a little help from Shakespeare. We'll tell you all about this and more after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Well, 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 welcome back to Dish Nation.
Well, hey.
Hey.
So it looks like legendary Will Smith and Queen Latifah are teaming up to produce a hip-hop version of Romeo and Juliet for Netflix. Now, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the movie is a twist to the William Shakespeare classic set against the urban rhythms of New York and will tell the story of a young waitress from the streets of Brooklyn and an aspiring musician from a wealthy family whose unconventional romance will force them to confront their life choices. And you know what's so cool about this?
Mm. What's that?
The cool thing about this project is going to unite the two legends again. Now, Queen credits Will for giving her first TV job when she guest starred in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You remember that episode?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So who do y'all see as, like, Romeo and Juliet in this?
Well, I want to say this. As long as it's not hooded out, it'll be a good show. Because, like, when The Wiz was redone, they did it really nice and classy.
Yes.
If they do Romeo and Juliet that way, then we'll be good. I think,
did you say Romeo and Julio? Did you make it a man?
That's for the logo network, Romeo and Julio.
Oh, see where my head is.
Wait a minute.
You already working on the remake to the remake.
Well, moving on, Future is facing backlash on social media after he bought his 5-year-old son a Rolex for his birthday. He cannot catch a break. Anyway, the rapper posted a photo of his son that he shares with singer Ciara wearing the watch with a quote from rapper Meek Mill. "It was something about that Rolex when it first touched my wrist." And of course, social media let him have it. One Twitter user wrote, "All his homies got Avengers toy sets and action figures. Maybe Future sitting on the playground with a damn Rolex on looking lost." So what y'all think about this? Are they right, or is Future cool to be buying
his son
something?
You know they right. You buy a child a Rolex, the child can't even tell the damn time. I got a Mickey Mouse watch and was happy to get that.
Man, he's going to get sand in that watch. It's gonna, the face is going to get cracked.
Like, but it don't matter. It doesn't matter. Future just couldn't buy him another one. Or his dad. Oh. His other dad can buy him another one. Who? Like,
he's creating a Carlton
dollar. They have money.
He's going to be like, "Hey, my timepiece."
That's a damn case, then, honey. He could have bought Fed Africa with the price of that watch.
Hey, Jay, what's the most expensive thing your parents ever gave you growing up?
I mean, they brought me a Swin bicycle.
Back then, bikes were the primary form of transportation.
They just invented the wheel.
Yeah, all right, okay. So y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Are you looking for a solution to whiter and brighter teeth? Yes. Meet the revolutionary LED Teeth Whitening Kit, specifically designed for you to whiten your teeth yourself at home with spectacular results.
Ooh, this looks cool. Okay, how does it work?
Well, even a mini LED light activates the gel to accelerate the process, and if you have sensitive teeth, you're going to love that it's formulated to hydrate teeth and prevent discomfort during treatments. The kit also includes 4 gel syringes, 2 mouth trays, mini LED lamp, user's guide, and I love its water-based gel that aims to brighten the teeth.
Well, I like this in my mouth, head crack. How much is it?
Well, check this out. Usually, the Pro Noir LED Teeth Whitening Kit will cost you about $200. Before our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$29. Ooh! $29.
Something to smile about. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Is there no moment too private? Alex Rodriguez gets photographed in a very personal moment, and he is definitely not happy about it, honey. We have that story right after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish Nation. What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Okay, now, stars always get their privacy violated, but this latest case is number 2 on the list of worst cases. Now, Alex Rodriguez was recently photographed sitting on the toilet while using a cell phone. Now, you can't see his A-Rod or nothing like that, sorry, Jay. But reportedly, he has his lawyers trying to find out who took the picture. Now, we're not going to show it to you because we don't want to get sued, but here's an artist's interpretation. Take a look.
Is that Archer in the bathroom?
Was he home? Where was he?
Yeah, he's at the crib.
Oh, that's super violent. He has an A on his towel and a Graham Thomas Q. Yeah, that's violating.
But who would put a window that big in front in a bathroom?
The house is like a $17.5 million worth of apartment.
They could have put $500 into a blind budget. At least. Have you ever been caught out there in like a weird compromising position?
No, not if I have. But I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if people want to take a picture and you in your bathroom, you need to put a blind up if you don't want to take a picture of you in your bathroom. And I think that's a good thing that people see that, you know, cameras are really working now.
Yeah, they're saying like there's like a hedge fund office next door.
That's their office, and they can do whatever they want to do out their office. They want to take a picture from their office to the rooms across. I mean, I'm always in my apartment walking naked. I hope somebody from across at the hotel.
That picture ain't never getting out.
Well, I would love for it to get out. I mean, I want the world to see. I'm coming out.
You still live next to at school for the blind, right? Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.